defining the American dream used to be relatively easy for many people. It meant your family was intact, your career was on an upward trajectory, and maybe you were able to close that deal on the house in the suburbs. But the numbers are telling us that fewer and fewer Americans are actually able to achieve that dream, and that trend didn't start following the Great Recession. Robert Flugge, a pre-doctoral fellow at Stanford's Institute for Economic Policy Research, worked with Professor Raj Chetty on the Equality of Opportunity Project. In part, it measures the chances Americans or people in other nations have of achieving the American dream. So, Robert, how did the team go about measuring this?
To what extent are people sort of moving up on the social ladder? And we think about that in terms of income primarily. So a lot of our work focuses on what are the chances that somebody grows up in a poor household and will eventually make it to a wealthier household. Now, there are other metrics that you can look at as well, like the probability that somebody earns more money than their parents, which is a project that we recently did. But most of these metrics basically tell us the same thing, which is that the United States does not have as much social mobility as you might expect.
Is this something that has grown precipitously worse since the Great Recession?
It actually has not, no. So one of our recent studies on the American dream, the last one that I talked about, which is the probability that a child will grow up to earn more money than their parents, actually looked at the past 50 years and was able to measure that essentially for every year since 1940. And what we found is that there has actually been a relatively constant decline, at least for kids that were born in 1940 to kids that were born in 1980. And so what that means is that there has been a bit of a drop since the Great Recession, but actually that's just part of a larger drop that's been occurring really for the past 50 years.
Well, and what are the key factors to that?
We identified two ways that you can sort of think about some of the major macroeconomic trends that have been occurring over the past 50 years. One is that overall growth has slowed. The GDP number that you would see on the front page of a newspaper, that has slowed, and so you might expect people earn less money than their parents on average just because there is less growth. But the other trend that we looked at is to what extent is the amount of growth that we do have going to a smaller and smaller subset of the population? That is, how unequal is the distribution of growth? And so what we found is that the changes in the distribution of growth actually account for a little bit more than two-thirds of the decline in the probability that somebody will earn more money than their parents, and that the declining overall GDP only actually accounts for about a third. And so what that tells us is that most of what's driving this decline in the American dream is actually the fact that the growth that we do have is going to fewer and fewer people over time.
Have there been any policies implemented either by the right or the left or advocated by the right or the left that would actually lead to this social mobility increasing and broadening that base?
Yeah, so I think one of the really interesting things that we found in the study is that actually the decline was relatively constant over the past 50 years. That is, it didn't matter whether there was a conservative administration, a liberal administration, whether people were instituting more or less redistributive policies, that the decline really seemed to be part of a broader trend in the economy. Now, some things that we might be able to attribute that to is something like technological growth, where as what economists would call the returns to education are increasing because the people that get educated can perhaps make use of technology more, can profit from technology more, but at the expense of leaving behind people that may not be as educated. So that's one potential story that you could tell. I think that to your point, one of the other interesting findings of this study is that most of the decline in the American dream, or the probability that somebody would earn more than their parents, was actually concentrated among the middle class. So that is, places that saw a large decline in this metric were also places where the decline fell most sharply for the middle class. It really didn't seem to change as much for people with very rich backgrounds or people with very poor backgrounds.
As far as the chances of achieving the American dream, are there certain parts of the country that are clearly doing better at that and some that are really doing much worse?
Yes, absolutely. And so by both metrics that we talked about, That is the chance that somebody earns more than their parents and the chance that somebody has of going from the bottom 20% to the top 20%. You see that there are places like the Deep South that seem to be unfortunately doing worse than some places like, say, the Pacific Northwest, for example. The Pacific Northwest seems to be doing relatively well. Places like the Deep South, or what people would colloquially call the Rust Belt, seem to be doing poorly, which sort of jives with this explanation that perhaps it's a broader trend in the economy as places like, say, Detroit move away from a purely manufacturing-based economy, and those manufacturing middle-class jobs that used to be there just aren't there anymore.
Robert Flugge is a pre-doctoral fellow at Stanford's Institute for Economic Policy Research. He worked with Professor Raj Chetty on the Equality of Opportunity Project.